Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
We have a lit show for you today, bringing you the latest and greatest in celebrity and entertainment news. And as you can see, Heidi and Frank are still on vacation, and our girl Portia is still out. But it's all to the G-O-O-D, baby, because we got our girl Eva Marcille from the Real Housewives of Atlanta, the star, darling, and her fetus, to be exact, in the building with us. What up, Eva and fetus?
Hello, we're in the utero.
Also, y'all, it's Juneteenth today.
Yes.
For those of you who are unfamiliar with the holiday, it's the day the slaves were freed across the country by President Abraham Lincoln. So we definitely want to acknowledge the holiday and all of the freedom fighters who fought for our freedom. Thank you very much. Now, why the hell wasn't we off today?
Thank you.
Why ain't this a national day?
This happened in 1865. They got a memo. We should have been off today.
Okay, y'all. Anyway, let's get this show popping, okay? Later. Oh, boy. 80s icon Boy George has a project about his life in the works, and you'll be shocked at who he wants to play him. We're going to tell you what actor was petrified after hitting Michelle Obama. But first, Headcrack, what you got going on?
Well, okay. Looks like Whoopi Goldberg stuck a thorn in actress Bella Thorne's heart.
Aww.
Now, recently, Bella's iPhone was stolen, and hackers threatened to release nude photos of the actress that was stored in her cloud. Thank you. Well, Bella beat the blackmailers to the punch by taking back her power and release sexy nudes of herself before the hackers could.
Oh, really?
Smart.
Anyway, so this week on The View, the ladies talked about the incident and listened to what Auntie Whoopi had to say.
You're famous. I don't care how old you are. You don't take nude pictures of yourself
because...
But
she only wants to share with one person.
When they're hacking you, they're hacking all of your stuff. Once you take that picture, it goes into the cloud, and it's available to any hacker who wants it. And if you don't know that in 2019, that this is an issue, I'm sorry, your age does not, you don't get to do that.
Whoopi acting like a hater.
If you don't want it to get out, don't take it.
Well, Bella saw what Whoopi had to say, and she posted a series of videos crying about Whoopi's response, and here's what she had to say.
I'm not gonna lie, I wanna say that I feel pretty disgusting, you know, I feel pretty disgusting, Whoopi, knowing everyone's seen, like, you know, my And I just want to say that me watching this interview made me feel really bad about myself.
I love it, though, baby, when the white girls tell you made me feel so bad about myself.
So Bella also went on to post an emotional letter to Whoopi on the gram saying she used to love her, but her blaming women for taking nude photos in the first place is sick and disgusting.
Ooh.
Whose side you on? Are you on Whoopi's side or are you on Bella's side?
Well, Bella on this one, because I think that it was a little too deep. Like, that's too much. It's not that as deep as she's making it.
Yeah, she was too attacking.
Yes, judgy. Well,
she's allowed to have her own opinion. That's why the show called The View.
But a bitch ain't Whoopi's view.
It is her view. She's sitting at the table.
And but you can look at the look. Her picture to Ted Danson, so girl, poo.
Ooh, not Ted Danson.
You can see the look on Sunny's face, and you know, like, she looked like she felt like she had some news.
Well, you guys, this right here isn't cool at all. Marcello Berlan, Italian creative director for the brand County of Milan, tried it with Madonna.
Oh, wow.
Yes, he did, honey. He shared pictures of Madge in a County of Milan outfit on social media and referred to her with Italian words that translate in English to human toilet.
Oh.
Damn.
Wait
a minute, y'all. He also guaranteed that she wasn't sent the clothes for free, but bought them herself.
Oh, no, he didn't, bitch. Yes. That's a queen for you, baby.
Okay. And you know Madonna fans everywhere went crazy and read him for filth, baby, calling him a misogynist and human garbage. So, of course, like all social media thugs, Berlan has since deleted the post and apologized, insisting it was a stupid mistake and a joke that was misconstrued. He also posted a photo of Madame X X on his Instagram story wearing the designer outfit with his apology.
Oh, wow. You can tell he's a Celine Dion fan.
Okay.
Jeez.
Now, why would anyone say this about Madonna wearing their own designer outfit?
I think that the interpretation, you notice how sometimes when you say something in a different language and then you interpret it in English, sometimes a little bit harsher or it comes off a little bit skewed.
Girl, like, how do you say human toilet nicely?
Thank you.
You know, like garbage.
Eau de toilette.
Like
what's on the perfume? Eau de toilette.
Eau de toilette.
There you go. Maybe she was. That's what he was saying. Like,
we. Oui, oui. Party princess. Well, I'm moving right along. It's like times are changing because legendary rocker Boy George has got his eyes on a woman.
Woo!
And Harvey Gary, he is not leaving that posse. He's still in a sorority. Let me explain. So, news recently broke revealing that a film is being developed about the 80s icon. And during an interview on Australian radio show Fitzy and Whipper, George was asked who he'd like to see play him. And he said Game of Thrones and Dark Phoenix star Sophie Turner.
Oh. Okay. Oh, play him.
Yeah.
I can see that because he is pretty.
So the icon said there's been some really interesting suggestions. One of the most interesting suggestions was Sophie Turner. People say she can't play you. She's a woman, you know. But when I was 17, I would have loved to have been her. And guess what? Sophie is about that life because she tweeted, I'm so down at Boy George, but look at them. They kind of look alike. What y'all think?
They do look alike.
Mm-hmm. They do.
I could see her with the Boy George makeup on and pulling this off, guys.
And she's an amazing actress, so I could see it. I could definitely see this. Mm-hmm.
So let's just say if they did, like, a movie about y'all lives and you had to have, like, the opposite sex play y'all, who would you rock with?
Ooh, I would go with Whoopi Goldberg.
You letting a woman or a man play you?
I let a woman, because, I mean, she could pull out the essence of men.
Oh, Whoopi. I see Aunt Viv from Fresh Prince, the dark-skinned aunt.
I think Tori Spelling.
Why you want to be a white woman so
that's
bad?
Who you think he is.
Thank you, Brad.
He think he is.
Your parents ain't giving you no money. So, once again, Dish Nation predicts the future. Last week, we talked about James Corden's U.S. versus U.K. dodgeball game that would have Michelle Obama playing. Well, let's refresh your memory on what we said would go down during the game.
Now, check this out. Melissa McCarthy, Kate Hudson, Mila Kunis, Allison Janney, and Lena Waithe will compete in Michelle's Team USA.
That's a good team.
Oh,
yeah.
Really good team.
Harry Styles, Benedict Cumberbatch, and John Bradley from Game of Thrones will be part of Corden's team.
No chance.
I'm calling this USA victory off top.
Who exactly is going to throw a dodgeball at Michelle Obama? And she's a tall drink of water, too.
Yeah, probably that Benedict guy.
Cumberbatch.
Oh, my God. We predicted it.
There was a situation between Michelle and Benedict Cumberbatch. Take a look.
It all comes down to a third and final game. Will Team UK keep calm and carry on, or will Team USA redeclare its independence? We're about to find out. Off to a quick start. Watts immediately takes out McCarthy. Cumberbatch with a direct hit. Oh, he's looking guilty about that one.
Yo, Cumberbatch, be easy. Why did you throw the ball so hard?
Yeah, you knew who you threw the ball at. And it was well played by Michelle Obama.
At all, and it was base to it when the ball hit it.
Yes.
You threw it hard. You knew who you was throwing it at. Don't none of the rest of them
ball?
Look like her. It don't matter.
You're supposed to
you
hit
don't
them.
Throw, you don't
that's
throw
Southside Chicago
throw it at
right there. You better watch out.
Somebody should have lost their job that day. Like, you know, the Secret Service dude should have dove in there and took the hit.
No, it's just a friendly game of dodgeball. He didn't mean
so
it.
So, like, she couldn't believe it.
He couldn't believe it. Like, it was one of those things where he was just in the middle of the game, and then once he threw it and realized who he hit, you could tell he was like, oh, I need
like, I don't
want
to play anymore.
Oh, Cumberbatch, we knew it would be you.
Maybe you thought it was Lena Waithe.
You do not mistake Michelle Obama for Lena Waithe.
Oh,
if Lena Waithe would have thrown that ball, she would have killed him.
Up next, find out what a famous rock star said about his wife's body that has everybody online in an uproar. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey, y'all.
Well, it looks like Tommy Lee wants everybody to know what he's working with, honey. The former drummer was vacationing in Mexico with his bae and couldn't help but to share a bikini photo of his wife, Brittany Furlan, to fans on Instagram. He captioned the photo, she's gonna kill me for posting this, but look at this 100% natural body.
Oh.
Yeah.
Tommy Lee is a good dude. He is always sharing with the public.
Yes.
That's body oddy.
Okay, well, after posting this photo, his wife responded in the comments with, "Oh, my God, my face." What y'all think about him posting his wife in a bikini?
Well, let me start with no one's looking at the face.
At all. I didn't even know it had a face.
That we got through. Yeah, like, that was the last thing I noticed, actually.
Right.
Is that body natural?
He said it's natural.
Oh. You can tell the way her boobs hang that those are real. Her abs look like she has not had carbs in quite some time.
And her face don't look bad. She just got her mouth open. But, you know, women, we're really particular about things.
But she got a cap over her cooch. Is that real?
You wore the same thing on the beach, Gary. Yours was leopard.
You got a leopard cap.
Yeah, but he said her natural body. We don't know if that's natural.
He's telling us it is, and he's bragging about it is, and he's proud about it.
He told us Pamela Anderson was natural.
No, he never said that.
He
didn't even keep her out in the sun that long, you know.
He couldn't say that. She prunes.
She wasn't natural before they got married.
Oh. Mm-mm.
No shame, Pamela. I know we're cool and all,
but yeah, she wasn't even born. She was crafted.
All right, so we're moving on. And sorry to crush all you football fans' dreams out there, but Brett Favre is not coming out of retirement.
Who cares?
I know, right? Yeah. So there's a post on Favre's verified IG account with him from Super Bowl 31 in the caption, "A true champion sticks to his or her calling. I'll be coming out of retirement and making my return to play in the NFL for the 2020 season." And, of course, this got fans super excited and pumped up, but word on the street is he didn't post that at all.
Ooh.
Apparently somebody hacked the former quarterback's account, and the post has since been deleted.
Who thought that he's 50 years old? Who thought that he was really gonna come out and like actually run the ball?
If you got it, you got it.
Yeah, does he have it?
No.
Hey, look at the other guy, Tom Brady. He's still out there playing.
He got 10 years to 50, though. They're thinking he's gonna retire every year.
But at 41, Tom Brady is like healthier than some people in their 20s.
No, this is true.
And I agree, but Tom Brady's not gonna work till he's 50. Come on now. He does not have 9-10 years left on that
field.
Is
he broke? I mean, if
he's
sometimes
not,
like if you love what you love, you get bored just sitting at the crib and you want to get back out there. But like Brett Favre, you don't want to be doing them Copper Sox commercials, right?
Yeah, it's over for
Exactly. Yeah. When it comes to football, when it comes to sports like that, where they're like high intensity contact sports, there is an expiration day. Look at one of the best players. Look at Michael Strahan. Michael Strahan's on Good Morning America, okay?
But as it relates to Brett Favre, like the amount of icy hot that he'd have to put on his hands to even go out there and compete professionally, he would never be able to
get
carpal
tunnel.
Yes. Yeah. He had to see an anesthesiologist just before he went on the field.
Well, honey, I know what I'm going to be doing, honey, when I retire.
What you doing?
Allegedly, honey, Reynolds Rap, honey, is looking for someone, honey, to travel across the United States for 2 weeks in August in search of the tastiest ribs.
Ooh.
And, honey, get this, y'all. You can get paid maybe $5,000 a week.
A week?
A week. That's more than y'all asses making here on Dish Nation. Plus, honey, bring a guest. So basically, all I have to do, baby, is eat ribs, travel, take a picture, honey, post it on my social media, get paid for it, and I can bring a man with me, honey.
Now, would any of y'all, like, really, truly consider doing this, though?
Oh, absolutely. I'm not that new age who doesn't eat meat.
And I could take somebody with me, too. I could jump on the keto diet, eat all the ribs I want to, be straight, you know what I'm saying? Take somebody with me. If I can't eat the rest of them, I slide them to the person that's with me, and I get him a couple hundred off that five stacks.
Thank you. Tax-free, too?
Okay.
It's tax-free? Gary, I'm going too. Idris Elba visits some old friends. We'll explain more after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Oh, hey.
So now we've heard before about how People's Sexiest Man Alive, Idris Elba, used to be a bouncer when he was a struggling actor and moved to New York from London. Now, that's right. Now, he was a bouncer at Caroline's Comedy Club, and recently he went back to visit the club and check out a show with his family. Now, according to reports, he was gracious to everybody and very low-key. Talked to a couple of the employees that are still here from when he worked there.
Oh, wow.
So do you think, like, some of the other co-workers that were there were happy to see him, or they was a little jealous?
A little bit of both. You always have that one hater at work, the haters.
Yeah.
But I think there is some of very happy to see him. Some women were upset because he's now off the market.
Yeah, people have multiple reasons to be mad at Idris Elba, but like, I mean, what can this dude not do? You've seen him DJ. You've seen him rap. You've seen him talk in a Baltimore accent.
He played
a
guitar.
I mean, yeah, like, I mean, my man has done it all.
He's the new Superman. I think he should play James Bond.
I think he's on track to do that. But have y'all ever went back to like an old gig? I mean, I know you've been famous since you was a kid, but with like, I don't know, the old Candy Lady House or anything like...
Sometimes I go to my old church. Most of the people have like
like passed away, but you know, a lot of them remember. They'd be like, "Oh, babe, I remember you was just a little baby running around here shouting and playing the drums."
All right, guys, I have a celebrity transformation that you have to see to believe. Now, this female celebrity had a baby earlier this year, and during her rough pregnancy, her feet got so swollen they look like this.
How you doing? That's a third trimester foot. Oh,
Lord, do y'all know whose feet these are?
Yeah.
Well, y'all, it's Jessica Simpson. Oh, my God. These are Jessica Simpson's feet during her pregnancy with daughter Birdie. And Jessica recently posted this pic to the gram with the caption, "I spy my ankles."
It looks like a pickled pig feet. Have you ever seen one of those?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
With nail polish?
Pickle
pee, baby.
What a pedicure.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she had to get it right. You know, she sells amazing shoes that are extremely affordable and very comfortable. So she had to get her
Now she needs to come out with
right.
a pregnancy line for people with edema so they can like, have, like, a little retractable, expandable thing.
That'd just be a sled.
Not an orthopedic shoe.
Right.
All right, y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
All right, guys, you know, always got the latest and greatest for you, and this product you are going to love. It's the Royale Limited Edition 4-in-1 Interchangeable Blower Brush Set. It's the most advanced technology available in hair care.
Ooh, I absolutely love this. But what makes it so great?
This blower brush set has all the solutions to your hairstyle and needs. There's a thermal blowout brush for creating a fresh blown-out look, adding volume without a blow dryer or hot air. And it also utilizes tourmaline technology, reducing frizz and increasing hair manageability in 8 to 10 seconds.
Oh, my God, this royal is starting to make me feel honey royal.
It should, man, because it's lightweight, stylish, and ergonomically designed. And the Royale Volume Comb will help you enhance your hair volume that'll last all day long while producing results that I have your friends saying, "What salon did you go to get your hair done?"
Okay, HK, it has all these features. I know it's expensive. Now, how much?
Well, the Royale normally would cost as high as $450, but for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $29.
Oh, Lord, $29.
Exactly, man. Just go to morningsave.com and say Dish Nation sent you.
All righty, up next, find out how a local police department wanted to give some dads a Father's Day they'll never forget. We'll explain after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yo, yo, yo.
Hey.
Okay, we know people have different ways of celebrating holidays, but this is a new one. The police department in Topeka, Kansas posted this tweet for Father's Day. Does your child's father have warrants?
Ooh.
Is he carrying around any drugs? Has he been committing any crimes? Want to give him a Father's Day he'll never forget? Call TPD and we'll help your family make a memory that will last a lifetime. Now, of course, some people were offended, so Topeka police apologized. And they deleted the tweet, saying it was only meant to be humorous and lighthearted.
But you know there are some petty people in cities that could not wait to dial 911.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I would have done say, "Yeah, that bastard got tickets. Come get him."
Yes, honey, because you are a woman scorned.
That's right.
I would have been the first one to call in, but I ain't want to gossip, so you ain't heard that from me.
Where he at, Miss Jones? He at that bitch Keisha house on 15th Street.
You don't call your kid's father. Your kid's father, if he's your man. You have to call somebody else to drive they man up there, which you happen to be your kid's father.
Well, with that being said, would you drive they man and turn him in?
I ain't with they man. I'm with my man.
Okay, Brad.
No, that's almost like snitching. I might call somebody else and be like, "Hey, act like you taking him to get some cigarettes."
Tell him we gonna go get him a Father's Day drink.
Yes, get you a drink for Father's Day. I got something special for
you. Got some for you. Got you a treat.
The show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.